Good afternoon, everybody. Paul Ramo at the Madison Mercantile on this Saturday afternoon. We've got a big event happening here at starting at 4 o'clock. It's the La Caprile Valley Robotics Showcase. It's a public event. All ages are invited. You know, if you're a family, you have little kids, it'd be a great educational experience for your children to come down and watch a robot work. And you can meet the La Caprile Valley Robotics team here at Madison Mercantile. From 4 to 6, we'll talk about that more with head coach Dave Raddix of the robotics team. But they're setting up here at the Madison Mercantile, and we're going to talk robotics here in the next few minutes, which I really don't know that much about. And so we got some of the robotics team members here with us. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Tyler Olfsmeyer, and I'm the human player. And what the human player does is you handle the game pieces, like just if... Well, this year, we have cones and cubes.
Okay.
And you can either place them on the floor or on an elevated surface. And we do cone and cube pickup from the elevated surface, and I place them on things, slide it over, and then I do my hand signals for him to come closer, and then I put a thumbs up when he's good. He grabs it, and then he goes and places them.
All right. So that's during the competition?
Yes.
Okay. And so you kind of direct the driver?
Yep.
Okay. So your job is called what again?
The human player.
The human player. So you're actually on the course then, or by the course?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Tyler, tell us a little bit about yourself first, what grade you're in, and other activities at the La Caprile Valley.
I'm in 11th grade, and the only activity I'm in is robotics.
Why do you like robotics, Tyler?
It's fun. Get to hang out with friends and learn things about robots and engineering kind
okay.
of and stuff.
I just saw you and your teammates playing foosball here at Madison Mercantile. That was kind of heavy duty competition there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you win?
No.
Okay.
No, August is the foosball pro.
What's that?
August is the foosball pro.
August is the, okay, we'll talk with August Amelin here in a little bit. Thanks a lot, Tyler. Charles, we talked to you at the radio station a couple days ago, didn't we?
Yep.
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself and what your job is on the robotics team.
Okay, well, I'm Charles, and I am the drive coach. So, and I'm involved in feeder and yes team and robotics, and a couple other things I can't remember.
Okay.
So, but my job on the robotics team is, well, as drive coach, I communicate with other teams, get game plan ready, and I also communicate with the human player who's across the field on the other side.
Okay. So you're the drive coach.
Yep.
Okay. Does your robot have a name?
Diablo 2.0.
Diablo 2.0. Who named that?
Our team.
Your team did? Okay.
Yep.
Otherwise known as 5638. That's the number?
Yep. That's okay. Our number.
But it's really Diablo? Diablo?
Diablo.
Diablo.
So our robot name is Diablo. Our team number is 5638.
Okay, so if people are watching when you're at state next weekend, you can look for 5638 then.
Yep.
Okay. What do you like about robotic, being on the robotics team, Charles?
Well, it gets me to think and problem solve. Well, building the robot, you got to make something do something, and you got to think to do that. So that's what I like about robotics.
Okay. Put a lot of time in on robotics?
Yep.
I can tell that. That's good. All right. Thanks a lot, Charles. And who do we have here?
I'm August Amelin. I'm in 11th grade, and I am the driver. I drive the robot for our team.
Okay. How does one become a driver? Do you have elimination, or you just said, hey, I want to be the driver? Or Coach Raddix says, yep, you're the driver? How
I guess
does that work?
Whoever's better at driving, we all kind of just see how we drive. I drive.
Okay.
Mario Kart tournaments?
So talk about, tell our listeners a little bit about what is all involved in driving the robot. I mean, do you practice a lot, or what happens during the competition?
So we practice every day after school for a couple hours at a time. We use a Xbox controller to control the robot, and driving at a competition, pretty fast-paced, but
yeah,
big arena.
I've seen some video of that. You got to be pretty good, and you got to be quick on your feet, huh?
Yeah, yep.
So you pick up the cones?
Yeah.
You do that as a driver?
Yep.
Okay. And then you drop them to where Tyler was. Does Tyler direct you? How does that work?
The drive coach will direct me, but mostly I know. He drives back and forth.
Okay. What do you like about robotics, August?
Learning new things, learning how to engineer.
Okay. Learning how to engineer, is that what you want to do after graduation or not?
Well, I don't know. Something in computers.
Okay. Yeah. Good. All right. Are you excited about going to state?
Yeah, I am. Yep.
All right. That's next weekend, right?
Yep.
All right. We'll talk with Coach Radix about that in a little bit. Thanks, August.
Thank you.
And who do we have here?
I'm Don Tatoris.
Okay.
I'm involved in a couple activities, Knowledgeable, and we just did sprint play, and then in robotics.
Okay. And what's your job on the team?
So, well, don't really have much of a job until the competition. We actually go to a competition.
Okay.
I do scouting.
Oh, you scout other teams?
Yes.
I did not know that. So what do you look for?
So we try to look for, like, the best performing team and robot.
Okay. And you like that job?
It's pretty fun, yeah.
Yeah. Scouting's important to know what you're up against, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you guys are part of, you can be an alliance. Explain a little bit about alliances with other schools.
So, basically, well, at first, alliances are kind of randomized, but depending how well you do, you could become a team captain and try to choose other players to kind of be in your alliance.
Okay. All right. What do you like about robotics there, Dante?
Just that it's really fun, and there's actually a lot of, like, activities in it that I'm pretty much interested in.
Interesting. Good. All right, thanks a lot for joining us on the radio. And here we have one of our few girls on the team. Hi, Kylie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm a sophomore. I'm in a few things. I'm in the play this spring.
Okay.
I'm in robotics.
Yeah.
So
that's good. You got the robotic shirt on. So.
Yeah.
Good. And what grade are you in, Kylie?
I'm in 10th grade.
10th grade, okay.
Yep.
So what is your, do you have a job on the robotics team?
Well, it's not a very large job, but I make the bumpers, which are very important to the robot, I think, because
okay.
It kind of protects the robot from, you know, being hit by other robots. It protects all its insides.
Okay, so you make the bumpers that you'll see around the robot, huh?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, just tell us a little bit about what's going on here today. What are we doing here at the Madison Mercantile?
Well, we're having our robotics showcase. We have our team here, and it's just kind of an open house to see a little bit about how our robot performs and what we do as a team.
Okay.
Awesome.
Who's your coaches? You have more than one?
Well, David Raditz is our main coach, but my mother, Julie Asfeld,
okay.
She... It's kind of like she's there
she
sometimes.
She pulls things together.
Yes, I'd say she's a mentor.
Okay, mentor, good.
Yes.
Good. What do you like about robotics, Kylie?
I like that I get to be challenged a little bit.
Okay.
With my mind. And,
good.
Yeah, and I have some friends.
You having fun?
Yes.
There's another girl on the team, right?
Yes, and she will not be joining us at the state robotics convention.
Okay. So. Okay. All right, real good, Kylie. Good luck at state next week.
Thank you.
All right, and who do we have here?
I am Anthony Tafoya.
Anthony.
16, and I'm a junior.
Okay. And what's your job on the robotics team?
At the competitions, basically, I pull a cart that holds the robot, and I get it ready so it can be placed on the field.
Oh, so you're kind of the mechanical, or the, not mechanical, but the setup guy?
Yeah, and I sometimes assist the engine, like Charles, he basically fixes the robot. I sometimes help him.
Oh, does the robot break down sometimes?
Quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit. Okay. Thanks for being honest. Good. Hopefully it don't break down at state, right?
Nope.
Okay. What do you like about robotics again?
I like building things.
Okay.
And I like working with my friends. I got quite a bit here.
Okay, good. You guys are pretty close as a team?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Good. How long have you been on the robotics team?
2 years, technically, I would say three almost.
Okay. Because
I was in it a few years ago, and it just like we couldn't play because of COVID and stuff.
Okay. Real good, Anthony. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, and good luck at the state.
Thank you.
All right. Now we have head coach Dave Raddix with us. Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Julie's going to join us, too, the two leaders on the Lacapral Valley Robotics team, and kind of exciting day here for you, for the public.
It is. Once again, after post-COVID here, we're back in the groove and found our way back in the state tournament.
All right. Have you been to state before, Lacapral?
Yes, this would be our fifth time qualifying for state.
Awesome. And how do you qualify for state, Dave?
So every competition, your first competition, you get a point system, and how many ever points you get, like usually like 32 is the points cut off, and we qualified with 47 points.
Okay.
So right. We were 17th out of 36 to qualify for state.
All right. How many kids do you have on your team?
We have 11 students.
11 students. All right. And when do you meet? How often do you meet?
Sure.
How often do you practice?
So typically we start our what's called our preseason somewhere around October. We'll start having preseason meetings. We'll do a little bit of programming training. We'll do some mechanical training. We'll do some CAD on the computer to draw up the robot parts and kind of get everyone in the groove. And somewhere in that September, November, we'll also do like an off-season event with our last year's robot just to get a little practice with everybody.
Okay. And, of course, everything takes money to operate, and robotics is kind of expensive, isn't it?
It is very expensive. You know, our entry fee right out $5,000 right away. You got hotel rooms to cover, food, robot parts is probably the most important. That stuff adds up really fast.
Oh, yeah, it does. It's kind of it is a fundraiser here today too, isn't it?
Yeah, if people would like to donate to help offset some of our costs, we would gladly take anyone's donation.
All right. And Julie Asfeld joins us. Julie's with co-coach, assistant coach.
I'm more of just a mentor, yep, a helper.
Like your daughter said, you're a helper.
I'm just there sometimes,
yes. A parent helper, okay.
Yes.
I noticed there's quite a few parents here helping today.
Yeah, the parents on this team have been great. Every time I ask for help, they're always willing to bake some cookies, step up, set up. It's been a good year.
All right, Julie, why don't you tell our listeners what's happening here today?
So today we have, it's not really intended as a full-fledged fundraising event. We're not selling anything. This is more of just kind of a open house, inviting the public to come see what robotics actually is so that when we ask for money, they know what they're giving it for.
that's good. I notice you have some treats set up in the corner,
yes,
too, huh?
Yes, we have lots of cookies, cupcakes, some punch. That's all free. Come on down and just watch some robot action.
So there's going to be an actual demonstration by the team here.
Yes.
We're at the Madison Mercantile.
Yes, so we're at the Madison Mercantile. We are all the way in the back room. So we have two rooms. One room will be the full-fledged demonstration room where the robot will be driving around, picking up cones. Then the room adjacent to it will be the just the cookie room.
Okay.
You're invited to mingle and ask questions. We'll have team members stationed all throughout the room available for questions or anything, you know, you want to ask.
Okay. Sounds fun, so I encourage everyone to come on down to the Madison Mercantile. It goes to 6 o'clock or a little after that, right?
Yes, 4 to 6.
Okay. And the robotics team will introduce themselves and watch the demonstration. Dave, congratulations, and Julie, congratulations on making it to the state tournament. And talk a little bit about the state, Dave,
right.
Next weekend,
yeah.
Right?
State will take place next Saturday, May 6th, at Williams Arena down in Minneapolis. If you would like to watch the live stream, you could go to LacapralLKPV.org webpage, and there'll be on the calendar a link to the live stream that'll be free for anyone that wants to watch.
I'll be watching. And Julie will be doing social media down there, I'm sure.
Yep, of course.
All right, sounds fun. Thanks a lot, guys, for joining us here on Q92.
Yep.
And good luck, and maybe when you get back, you can have a little wrap-up and talk about what you guys done. So.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks for having us, Paul.
All right, once again, come on down to the Madison Mercantile. They're here till 6. It's a public event. It's free. If you'd like to give a donation to the robotics team, you're more than welcome to do that at that time. And just meet the Lacapral Valley robotics team. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.